It's a little after 12 noon. Around the back of the two-story building housing Partouche Plumbing and Heating, along with Northern Sheet Metal, a pair of turbine blades lay on the grass under some trees. Metal poles in two sections stretch over the parking lot. Nearby are two wire-sprouting foundations on the edge of the lawn. Terry Bolton, who manages the sheet metal operation and has overseen the technical aspects of the turbine project, gives a pre-raising update.
The guys are getting ready right now. They've got the turbines all bolted on the poles, and they're getting ready to mount the propellers onto the turbines. We're just about ready to go. Hopefully the Alaska crane will be here on time.
How soon after they go vertical do you throw a light switch?
Immediately. They're all ready to go. That's tied to the grid right now. All we have to do is flip the disconnect.
A few minutes later, and right on time, the Alaska crane truck appears. Shortly afterwards, the crew from Susitna Energy System is guiding a lower pole section onto a foundation. The eight-month construction process is coming to an end. Bolton says there were challenges.
One of the major hurdles right off the bat was to find out that our soils are really terrible. So we had a difficult time having the engineers actually come up with a foundation that we could mount these 60-foot poles on.
The 60-foot height puts the two wind generators about as high as the flagpole just a few blocks away by the Diamond Mall. Bolton says the solution to the foundation problem added an unexpected $7,000-plus cost to the project. But then Larry Partouche, owner of both Partouche Plumbing and Heating and Northern Sheet Metal, says cost savings weren't really the goal when he decided to make his building, the first business in Anchorage on the Chugach Electric Association grid, to install wind turbines.
We install lots of energy-efficient equipment for our customers, mainly through the Alaska Housing Finance rebate program, and it kind of got us thinking that maybe we would do something that's in the future as far as the wind turbines, and thought that we would just try to do something that's green.
Actually, Partouche's company seems to be the first such semi-powered business in the Anchorage Bowl. Municipal Light and Power has no business with wind turbines listed on its grid. Matanuska Electric Association in the Valley has two businesses and one elementary school, but with smaller units. Bolton describes the capabilities of the two turbines.
Each turbine will produce 2.4 kW at 20-mile-an-hour wind. A breeze of 6 miles an hour will start them spinning, and anytime they're spinning, they're generating power. So, you know, we are going to have the days where it's going to do good, and then there's the days we're going to sit and wish the wind would blow, I guess.
Calm days might not matter all that much. Partouche says breaking even on the project wasn't really an object either.
It's quite an investment money-wise, but we didn't do it with any idea that it would ever pay for itself. It's just an extension of the energy-efficient equipment that we install. We just thought we would try to see what we can do with how much power we can actually generate with these wind turbines. We think we'll be able to generate about 15% of the need for the building.
The Partouche building has a total of about 13,000 square feet, 5,000 of which is office area, with the rest shop and warehouse. Bolton expects that on a few windy summer nights, when the skies are light and the building's use is at its lowest, the turbines could produce more electricity than Partouche needs. In such situations, they might actually be putting power into the Chugach system. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.